Blog Talk Radio.
I love that song. I love that in the 60s when it came out, and I still like it. So, you know, hey, can everybody hear me? Somebody, can you hear me? Please tell me. Yes, no, maybe. Sometimes. Not today, but maybe tomorrow. That's the problem, is I have no indication unless you tell me. So, Tell me. Oh, thank you, Carolyn. I do appreciate that. Yeah, if somebody doesn't say yes or we can't hear you, Jenny, call in. I don't have any way of knowing if my mic happens to be working today or not. Luckily, Carolyn said it is. So we're going to just go with that because that's what I wanted to hear. Isn't that how it goes sometimes? All right. Hey, let's start out with the fifth dimension. This is Rock and Roll Thursday. So, that gives you kind of an idea of what we're going to be doing. And we're going to have some fun. Oh, my goodness sakes, we are going to have loads of fun. Okay, here is the fifth dimension with Age of Aquarius.
Thank you.
kitchen. Let the sunshine in. And you know, there's all kinds of stuff in that song if you listen close enough. It's funky. Yeah. My Beautiful Balloon, that's another song about hot air balloon. Yeah, you know, Marilyn McCoo, who was the lead soprano, and what the guy's name was Billy something. Anyway, they got married. They were members of the band, and they got married. I don't think it lasted very long, if I recall correctly. But they did it, and they got married in a hot air balloon because of their song, My Beautiful Balloon. And, hey, you know, back in the 60s, that was a big thing. Now you look back on it, you go, huh, why was that such a big thing? Why did people make so much over that? Well, it was the 60s. You really don't need to say any more than that. It was the 60s. That explains the whole ball of wax. It was the 60s. And I know some of you were just too young to really remember the 60s, but the 60s were strange. They were really strange, very much. Okay, what we're going to do right now is David Bowie. And this is a song I was looking for last Thursday and couldn't find. But I put it in today to make sure I had it. David Bowie, I'm Too Sexy.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
I don't know why they ended it so abruptly, but hey, you know, that's how they did it, and it's their prerogative. Okay. Hello, baby girl. How are you doing today? You feeling better?
No. They said it ain't going to go away, and they put me on nauseous pills that's just as bad as the pill itself.
And, oh, wonderful.
He wants me to take it up to at least 4 months so the skin cancer won't come back.
Well, maybe it would be worth feeling shaky and a little bit poorly for a while if the skin cancer doesn't come back.
Yeah. He said he would check, come in next month if it's still going on, and we can see what we can do and switch the pill to nighttime.
Oh,
and
there you go.
During the day and see if that'll make a difference.
Okay. Well, that might help.
I watched the last episode that Amazon put on for Daisy Jones and the Sixth. You know music better than I do. Was that actually a real group?
I do not remember ever hearing of them.
Okay. Because, you know, Lisa Marie's daughter stars in that. And she's doing a fantastic job. But I was just curious. They offer the book that I guess the movie's produced by. But I was just curious if it's a real group or not.
Well, we'll find out here in a second because I'm asking Google right now. So we'll
okay.
see. Daisy Jones and the Six. They just have the video, honey. Let's see.
Okay.
1977, it said, they had risen from obscurity to fame, and then after a sold-out show at Chicago Soldier Field, they quit.
Okay.
So evidently, back in 1977, they were a band, but not for very long, and I never heard of them, so they didn't really do too much to get known, but they evidently were a real band back in 77, so there you go.
Okay, thank you.
Now you know.
And my plumber says hello. He's kind of, it was a small project. A drip in the faucet turned into tearing the bathroom cabinet out and tearing the bottom of the sink up. When he did that, a piece of the pipe fell out of the sink, and it was a good thing he had the water turned off.
It's always a good thing to turn the water off if you're doing anything in any sink in the house. You turn the water off, because you never know what's going to happen.
It's a 1952...
The sink was made in 52 or 53.
The sink was made in 52 or 56, I think you said.
Well, I think you need to be thankful it lasted this long.
But the plumbing has been switched out.
That was a 2000 plumbing.
Yeah, he redid the plumbing in 2000 when the house burnt.
But the copper just rotted.
But the copper in it just rotted right in too and fell off in his hand.
Wonderful. Something in your water don't like copper pipe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have well water.
Okay.
Everything else has been changed out to regular piping for the well water except the bathroom. And we never had any problems with it until this dripping started. I said, all right, you got to get it fixed. I'm tired of hearing it. So he started it yesterday, and it's still going on today. So, but I mainly called about that group because I don't recognize any songs that they sing in the series. So I was curious.
Right. Well, they evidently, from what Google says, they evidently came up from obscurity and became, you know, in their own little circle, I suppose, fairly well known, but I had never heard of them. That's why I had to look it up. But they were evidently, yes, a real band in 77. But shortly after they got fairly well known, they just quit. So who knows?
Yeah.
Somebody got a wild hair and didn't like something and walked off, and everybody else said, oh, bag it, and walked off too. So, you know, they were done.
But
the series is showing them as heavy drug users, sniffing their nose and popping pills and drinking and not knowing where they're at half the time. So,
well, don't discount that, because during that point in time, that was quite prevalent in rock and roll bands.
Yeah.
So it's very, very possible that that was true in what they were doing. There were a lot of prominent rock and roll singers and artists that died of overdoses and everything during that time frame. So don't discount that information. It is probably exaggerated to a certain extent, but not necessarily untrue.
Okay. I was just curious.
Okay, well, now
rock-
you know.
I found something.
All right. Well, Clyde's found something else, but I will let you get back to your show. And
okay,
it's important, I'll type it to you. So.
Okay.
He says he can say it real quick. Hurry
okay.
Okay. It says Daisy Jones and the Six is loosely based on Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham's Tortured Romance.
Oh, okay. Okay, because Google said that they were a band that came from obscurity into being relatively known, and then they quit. That's what
right.
Google said.
Yeah, well, that's further on down, I found this. Somebody asked the pointed question, is Davy Jones and the Six based on true story? And this was the answer that was given.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and my question was, is Daisy Jones and the Six a real band?
Yeah.
Anyway, we opened
a can of worms. Here you go.
Well, you know, we can just put the top back on and forget about it. It'll be all right.
Okay.
Sit them in the refrigerator and they'll be fine.
Yep.
I should have Googled it, but I know you know music real well, and I could ask you could tell me yes or no. So.
Well, see, back then I was listening into a different genre of rock and roll. It was like with Cold Blood and Deep Purple, The Doors, you know, things like that, Moody Blues.
Yeah.
Those were the ones I was listening to at that point in time, and I had never heard of Dixie Jones and the Six. So, as far as I read in Google, I was under the assumption that they were a real band. They rose from obscurity into being fairly well known and then quit. Now, this movie series is saying that they're basing the movie series loosely on Stevie Nicks and her whirlwind romance with the guitar player, and that's fine and dandy. They could have just borrowed the name Daisy Jones and the Six and based it on something else. That's not unknown to happen. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. As long as you like the series, that's what matters.
Well, it was very interesting up until now. I hope they have one more episode, because if not, they left the girl in the main character in the bathroom shower, and the girl's dead.
Well, that could be the end of it, honey. That could be the end of it. And they could have been borrowing from Janis Joplin and things like that happened too. Because obviously Stevie Nicks did not overdose. She is still alive and performing.
Yeah.
She lives in Phoenix. So obviously they're taking parts of various rock and roll stars and making this story.
Okay.
And using Dixie Jones and the Six as the name. And that's
well, that
what
year frame, that year frame for me, all I could listen to was country music, because I was still living at home. I didn't know what rock and roll was or none of that other until I left home.
I was married to a rock and roll guitar player, so I was in a whole different genre by then. So, yeah, I had a different kind of exposure by then. So, but that's all right. You know, I can look it up and answer your question if I can find the answer. It's obvious to me, anyway, it's obvious that they are using Dixie Jones and the Six as the name of the band that they're basing the story on, and they're pulling things from various rock stars' lives to tell the story of the series. It's not real and true to any particular person or band.
Okay.
They've just hodgepodged it together, a whole lot of different elements, and hodgepodged it together.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you. And
well, you're welcome.
Get back to the show, and we'll get back to listening, and Clyde will get back to plumbing. So.
All right.
And my speaker's up wide. So it's 78 degrees today, and we got two windows
beautiful?
Open. Oh, yeah.
I love it. I got my front door wide open, and it's about 76, 77 here in the house, which is a first in about 2 weeks. I'm not cold for a change, and I don't have any heat on. So I like it. If it stays like this, we're good. I could use a month or two of this before it gets hot. That would be all right with me.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, but it'd be okay.
Clyde's waiting for the garden, so... Unfortunately, it's supposed to rain Saturday, so that'll postpone him getting out there another day.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get the lawn mowed, but it has to dry out enough to be able to mow it so the mower doesn't pull it out of the ground. So I'll get there. I'll wade through it if I have to. So, okay, honey, I'm glad it helped you, and now you have a little more information than you had before. And just if you like the series, just enjoy it. You're all right.
Well, I thank you very much for giving
me
the information.
You're welcome, darling.
Get back to your show. Okay, thank
you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I think between two or three of us, we got an answer to that question, sort of. It's all the answer we're going to find, so I hope it was enough. That's how it is. Just enjoy the show if you like the show. I'd never heard of it, so I don't get TV, so that's all right. I watch Tubi on my computer because I just can't get TV out here, and I don't buy satellite. So there we go. All right, next song I'm going to go is something I've been trying to play for the past 3 weeks and just never get around to it. It's The Doors from the 60s. Light my fire.
Come on, baby.
Yes, and that song got them in trouble with Ed Sullivan. They were banned from the Ed Sullivan Show because he had told Jim Morrison to not sing the lyrics, but we couldn't get much higher. And Morrison said, oh, okay, we can do something different. And he didn't do something different. He sang those lyrics. So they were never asked back to the Ed Sullivan Show. Okay, you know what? When Ed asks you to do something, if you don't do it, that's up to you. It's your decision. You got to do what you think is correct for you and your song. And evidently, good old Ed was a little bit too straight-laced for the Doors. Well, I can understand that, so it's okay. But, yeah, they were never asked back. All right, Doobie Brothers. We all like the Doobie Brothers. Here is Blackwater.
Jumping that paddle wheel bumping, black water keeps rolling on back to the sand.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry.
Land, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with you, daddy, all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with you, daddy, all night long.
I like to hear some funk at Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, pretty mama, gonna dance with you.
All right. Now we're getting back into the stuff that I listened to in the 70s and 80s. This is Rolling Stones. Now, this song was from the 60s. Rolling Stones, Brown Sugar. It's fun to watch him. All right, Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
Thank you.
All right. That's a classic. No matter how you slice it, that's a classic. Okay. Now, here's one that is a cover of a classic song from the late 60s, early 70s. I forget exactly, but it was by The Spirit. Okay? And this is called I Got a Line on You, Babe. And here is the Hollywood Vampires' take on it. Is a little bit louder, but it's not really that different from the original. So that's what I like about them, is when they do a cover, they make it a little more harsh, a little more open, but it's pretty true to form. And I like that. I like that. All right, here is Marvin Gaye, Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Oh, man, to make me blue with some other guy.
All right. Good stuff. Okay, we're going to play an Elvis song. I think all you guys are just going to die from withdrawal if I don't do this. So we're going to play an Elvis song. It's live performance from March 19th, 1955. Good rocking tonight.
Elvis Presley. Well, I heard the news. Oh, it's good to rockin' tonight. Oh, it's rock, man, it's rock. Well, I heard the news. It's good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's a good to rockin' tonight. I say meet me in a hurry behind the board. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. Yes, I heard the news. That'd be good to rock in the night. Play it, yeah. Be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. If I heard the news, there's a good to rock in tonight. Play it again.
He's gonna rock. Yeah, okay. I think he just did. All right. We got let's see, next. I thought I had typed this in, but it went someplace. And again, here we go. This is Chloe Adams. And I heard this, and I liked it. I liked it. It made me smile. It just made me smile. It's called Dirty Thoughts.
I get dirty thoughts about you. They get worse when I'm without you. Cause that means I'm going to hell. Or are you thinking them as well? Oh, when I'm lonely, all the corners of my mind start racing. Things that should be kept in the basement. Spend my time trying to erase them. Things I'm thinking, but now I've gone and let them sink in.
I was just getting into that. I like it. That just makes me smile. That one makes me smile. Okay, here is Sam Cooke. Bring it on home to me. He gets into that blues and rhythm and all that stuff. It's fantastic. All right, here's one. Last night, I just had a wild hair hit, and I covered one of Elvis's songs. See what you think.
Thought these eyes would see an angel's glow. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know. What miracle brought you to me? I'll never know.
I liked singing that song. I think that's a wonderful song. I really do. You want to tell somebody how special they are to you? That song will do it. Yep. Send that song to somebody you love. Oh, yes. All right. Here is Leanne Rimes. Now, if you know Leanne, you know that she's a country singer. And she did this song. I love this song. How Do I Live Without You?
What kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, well, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me now.
All right. I love her when she does those songs. And she's in my range. I like that. Okay, here it is. Styx, Time on My Hands. All right. That was one of my son's favorites when he was about 7. So, yeah, he used to pretend he played drums to that one. Okay. And now he's a guitar player. Go figure. All right, here is an old Patsy Cline song that I covered, Crazy.
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry?
Yeah.
people don't realize, yes, the Beatles started in the early 60s. They came to the United States in 64. We're a big deal. Then John said something unfortunate about being better than Jesus. He denied it later, but you could play back the interview, and it is what he said. And they kind of went downhill from there. But people don't realize that they kept on making music. They didn't stop making music. I think Ringo still lives in L.A., as a matter of fact. But I don't think he lives there 100% of the time. You know, he's still going to London and all that. But, of course, George is dead from throat cancer. John got shot and murdered. Hey, Paul's still around. He's in England doing his thing, still playing music. I mean, you know, these guys did not quit. They kept on going. Even today, they are doing releases. They're just not doing it as the Beatles anymore because the Beatles don't exist anymore. Two of them are dead. You can't have the Beatles without half of their contingents. So they never quit. They just kept on going. Yeah, I think it's amazing. I do think it's like the Rolling Stones. They never quit. They just keep on going. They'll fade away one day, and somebody will wonder, whatever happened to them? Oh, well, here's this song they came out with 2 years ago. They're still, you know, it's like, oh, really? He must be 110. That kind of thing. And it could be true. Who knows? All right, here's Big Joe Turner, Boogie Woogie Country Girl.
Country girl.
Yeah. Big Joe Turner. He reminds me of Jerry Lee Lewis. He really does. I was sitting there going, that's so familiar. And it just occurred to me, he reminds me of Jerry Lee Lewis. I didn't think they cut two out of the same cloth, but they evidently did. Anyway, all right. Here's Sam and the Sham with Wooly Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
I sure had fun. This was some great music. I loved it. And sometimes I wish there's more than one rock and roll show a week, but there ain't room unless I change the gospel to rock and roll. Don't think I haven't thought about it. Yeah. Anyway, hey guys, I had a great time and we need more rock and roll. We do. We need more rock and roll. But you know what? Sunday is a gospel show. And who knows what you might hear? Who knows? Who knows? I'm going to leave that one up in the air. And, guys, Tuesday's Elvis again. All Elvis Tuesday. And you just got to, wow. You know, we got some good shows rolling every week here. You got to come and hear this music because it'll lift your spirits. It'll make you smile, make your heart happy. And that's the whole point of music. It is the whole point. Go out and share that joy. Share that smile with somebody because there could be somebody you smile at. That smile could be what keeps them alive. And yes, smiling is that important. So go out and see what you can do, okay? And in the meantime, may the good Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go out and share the joy and the smile. Love to everybody. All right, guys? Here's the 59th Street Bridge song. Have a great weekend.
looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy.
Feeling groovy.
I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy. Down cobblestone, looking for fun and feeling groovy.